This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. In Argentina, 48 hours of looting and violent protests have led to the resignation of the president, Fernando de la Rúa. Popular resentment against the president had been building for months as Argentina's economy foundered in a four-year-old recession. De la Rúa provoked public anger by making deep cuts in government spending and authorizing a partial freeze on private bank accounts. Still, the sudden collapse of his government yesterday shocked many Argentines. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Buenos Aires.
When the end finally came for the De La Rúa government, it came quickly. In mid-afternoon, the president was on national TV, insisting he was not about to give in to protests calling for his resignation. I will fulfill my duty until the end, De La Rúa said. 3 hours later, he'd resigned, just 2 years into his four-year term. The ex-president retreated from the Casa Rosada presidential palace via the rooftop helicopter pad to avoid having to drive through this. All afternoon, thousands of people waged battles with riot police outside the Casa Rosada. The police used rubber bullets, water cannons, and tear gas, and the crowds tore up pieces of concrete to hurl back at them. By the end of the day, Buenos Aires' elegant downtown was a disaster area. Besides the customary trashing of a McDonald's restaurant, the protesters smashed their way into several banks and shops, looting some and setting fire to others. Several deaths were reported, although the exact count varies. Protester Mario Caravaggio laid the blame at the feet of De La Rúa.
This is the government's fault, because of its austerity measures. What fault do we have? They provoke us. And now we're standing here quietly, and they charge us with their horses.
Another protester outside the presidential palace, Jorge Masterson, says he believed the looting and the clashes with police were tantamount to a popular revolution. Today, we are the patriots, Masterson said. We're the ones who really want to see change. And as he said this, the first news came over the radio that De La Rúa was preparing to step down. De La Rúa's resignation has thrown Argentina into political limbo. As it happens, there is no vice president. The last one resigned a year ago to protest government corruption. The president of the Senate, Raul Puerta, will take the reins as temporary president until the Congress decides what to do next. Most assume it will call a special election. Graciela Aluela cleans up the shattered windows of the clothing store she manages just across the street from Buenos Aires' landmark obelisk monument. She, for one, does not see this chaotic change in government as a reason for hope. We've become a country without a head, Aluela says. We don't have a president, and people are doing what they want, including the incitement to violence. In the absence of an elected chief executive, the party that controls Congress, the Peronists, will now be calling the shots for a while. Not an enviable position. The economic problems that confounded President De La Rúa are still there. Argentina is still on the verge of defaulting on its public debt. Local governments are still broke. The currency is still too expensive, and unemployment is approaching 20%. The Peronists have promised a so-called economic salvation plan, which is likely to include increased public spending to stimulate the economy. Creditors such as the International Monetary Fund may not like this lack of fiscal discipline, but given the current climate on the streets, the Peronists may not care so much anymore what the IMF thinks. Martin Casti, NPR News, Buenos Aires.